Welcome to the show this afternoon, and welcome to Studio One. Today, we are giving you the gift of music. We're in the company of the RTÉ Concert Orchestra, led by Mia Cooper and conducted today by Gavin Maloney. We're also in the company of a suitably seasonal audience, studio audience. Give yourselves a round of applause, yes. And a host of sensational singers. Róisín Seoighe, Tosin, Sexy Tig, Jerry Fish, Niamh Kavanagh, and Brian Kennedy. So we'd love if you could stick around for our winter wonderland of wonderful music. And where better to start with only a week to Christmas than with a sleigh ride, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. And a crack of a whip, the RTÉ Concert Orchestra starting us off with Sleigh Ride. Welcome again to Studio One, and it's always a treat to be in the same room as the RTÉ Concert Orchestra. We're very excited about the great singers we have for you today under our little Christmas tree. So let's unwrap them for you, if you like. So we have our very own Christmas crooner. He always brings good cheer. Would you please welcome Jerry Fish, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Fish. Thanks for coming back, Jerry.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, you're sort of synonymous with Christmas for
us. Well, it feels like Christmas has now officially started. Right?
Yeah. So we just thought, so people get an idea of our six singers, a little sort of festive favourites questionnaire, if you like. So we want to get your favourite sweet song and movie.
Okay.
And you can give us a little why. So we start with the sweet, maybe.
Well, I am the guy who takes all the purple sweets out of the quality street.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
To be the Brazil nut, yeah. And then they figured out they do a bus a box of them, so I'm happy.
Oh, yeah, that's if so.
And
if you're listening,
all the sweets, basically all the sweets.
Right. So it's the purple one. Song, more difficult question.
Well, I'm a massive Nat King Cole fan, but I think Driving Home for Christmas is probably. Oh, I think every musician is kind of happy to be doing that.
Yeah. Great. And movie.
It's a Wonderful Life. I think that's a very special movie, and I think things in black and white as well are very good at Christmas.
Yeah. Unless you're eight.
I tried to
introduce an
eight-year-old when we were kids.
Do I recognise your voice from the RTÉ Guy, Dad? Is that you?
No, there's loads of people posing as me now. I have to kind of...
Go on, that's your chance. Oh, yeah. So, anyway, there you go. Jerry Fish, thanks very much, Jerry.
Thank you. Happy Christmas, everybody.
So next, and we'll be talking to Jerry Fish later on in more detail. Next, she's our queen of seasonal soul. She has a big voice for the big occasion. Would you please welcome Tosin?
Hello. Hey. Thank you for calling me the queen.
Yeah. Great to see you again, Tosin.
It's great to be back here.
Yeah. So your festive favourites then, where do you want to start?
I want to start with sweets.
Right.
Which is, I love the good bounty.
You and me.
People think we're weirdos. I love a bounty.
Yes, very few people like the bounties.
Well, that's so embarrassing for them. I guess my favourite movie is Love Actually, because I love love. little bit of romance, a bit of Christmas romance.
Yeah, but what about that scene where Emma Thompson's character discovers that her husband is...
We don't talk about that scene. We think of everything around
you. Joni Mitchell's Both Sides Now is playing in the background. Heartbreaking, heartbreaking. Okay, we forget about that. And song then?
Well, I like... Just a basic Jingle Bell. Like, you can't go wrong with Jingle Bell. Like, you can't go wrong.
No, you can't go right. Tashin, thank you very much. Tashin, there you go, Tashin. Okay, we fell in love with our next guest's voice in 2024. It is understated and evocative, and it's a wish come true for us to have her here today. Will you please welcome Róisín Sióiga? Lovely dress, Róisín.
Thank you.
So, sweet song or movie, where are you going to start?
I'd say the sweet first, since the other two started with that. For me, at Christmas, I used to love the candy canes. Just a candy cane on the tree, you know. Like, it's
very American, not very Connemara.
Yeah, no, the good candy cane's nice.
Right, okay.
Christmas time.
The candy cane gets a mention in a lot of Christmas songs, isn't it? Because a lot of them are written for American crooners. Yes. So, what's your song?
Definitely Fairy Tale in New York is definitely one of, just such a classic, and
it's a cracker.
Absolutely.
And of course, Galway gets mentioned in it, and you're originally from Galway.
Yes. And
finally, movie.
Definitely The Grinch. It was a massive hit in our house. Know every single line.
Yeah. Do you really know every single line?
Literally.
You're just saying that.
Like, I would feel bad for anyone who would... want to watch it with us, because they wouldn't be able to actually listen to it or enjoy it.
Give us a bit. Go on. No, you've said it now. You've thrown down the Grinch gauntlet.
I don't know about that. No, just...
No. Okay, fair enough. We'll take out your word. Okay.
Jim Carrey's incredible.
Amazing. He was talking during the week about maybe doing Grinch 2. For the moment, Róisín Sióiga, thank you. Grimalkot. Now, this performer has a presence and an attitude tailor-made for Christmas. They are sparklier than a Christmas tree. It's Sexy Time!
Oh, my God. Thank you, guys. Very kind.
All the way from Carlo.
All the way from beautiful, sunny Carlo.
Right. So, do you want to start with sweets?
I might switch it up. Will we do a song first?
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa, oh my God. I love Walking in the Air. You know, the walking in the air. It's beautiful. And we always watch it on Christmas Eve, so it just feels like a tradition. And I know exactly what happens at every second, but every year I'm like, oh my God, what's going to happen? Are they going to fly?
What a beautiful piece of animation, isn't
it? Oh my
it?
God, yeah. And the music is just jaw-dropping. So,
That's that.
Yeah, that's that one. And then sweets. I love a trifle. I mean, we'll get into that very shortly.
Yeah, you see, now this is the thing. Look, Brian Kennedy looks perplexed there, because when I went into you earlier on and I said your favourite sweets, he said dessert, and I said no, wrapped sweets.
Yes.
Well, I'm not a big wrapped sweets person.
Are you not?
No,
okay.
Well, I'm not a big dessert person.
Okay.
Well, sorry to ruin the vibe.
You're laughing at all. I'll talk all day about trifle, and we'll leave that for later on, as you say. But for the moment, Sexy Tig, ladies and gentlemen, Sexy Tig. Now, he's just got to mention, he has the voice of an angel and has gifted us some great songs over the decades. Please welcome Brian Kennedy.
Oh, thank you very much. Hello, hello.
So where you come from,
yes,
a sweet is something you have after dinner. Yes.
Yeah, a sweet is your dessert.
Right, okay.
Your granny would say, what do you want for your sweet?
Right, and what would you buy if you went to a shop?
Well, it would be some kind of a weird biscuit, maybe, or, you know, you remember the pink wafer things and all of those kind of things? But certainly, if you were really pushing the boat out at Christmas time, it would be some kind of a trifle, custardy, trifle-y thing.
Yes.
Jelly, kind of jelly.
See, Sexy Tig is an expert on trifles, so don't steal his trifle thunder, so to speak.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, I mean, but like him, I'm quite similar. I'm not a dessert fan at all these days.
Okay.
I'm
but not sweets, even wrapped sweets? No,
okay. Thanks.
Right, straight on the songs then.
Okay, so probably, because my favorite film in the world at any time of the year is The Wizard of Oz.
Right.
So give me a wee bit of, you know, I don't know, I mean, anything from that. I know we're going to have, obviously, amazing songs all through today's show, but, you know.
And we have one from Wizard of Oz.
Have a merry little Christmas. A bit of that, maybe, something like that.
Simmer down.
Sorry, Ty. I mean, anything
like
that.
What a lovely little taster of what's to come there from Brian Kennedy. He's
just
teasing
a wee bit.
Teasing us, right?
Contain yourself now.
Yes. So we have all that you covered then, have we? Song.
So probably something like
that. Oh, there you have the song, right. Okay, Brian Kennedy, thank you very much,
Brian,
for the moment.
Stay tuned.
And back for another Christmas visit. She's our Eurovision princess, because we said Linda Martin was the queen last week. Will you please welcome Niamh Kavanagh?
I'll accept the princess status. I will. Okay. I much prefer National Treasure. I'm very
national
clear
treasure.
About
okay,
that.
National Treasure. Okay, National Treasure. Right, well, National Treasure. Niamh Kavanagh. Yeah. So where sweet song?
Sweets. Well, the whole way along, everybody's telling every movie I like, every song I like, everything. So let's start with the song I love, In the Bleak Midwinter.
Ah, yes.
One of my favourite carols to sing. And then let me see, where do we go after that? Sweets. Now, funny enough, I like a milk teeth. It's not really a Christmas thing, but you know.
Milk
I think
teeth?
As I get older.
Weirdo.
I know, it's an old thing. Maybe I'm looking for good teeth. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah,
what
milk teeth.
It's okay. I'll educate you later.
It's like a confectionery version of false teeth.
It's basically.
If you can imagine it.
It's just.
What, for Halloween?
No.
You just. It
sounds like a Dracula thing.
No, trust me, it's not.
No,
it's lovely.
Right.
Sounds boring.
And then you have the sugar on their hands.
Yes, yes.
So that's disgusting.
And then, let me see. And so the movie, well, I suppose I would have liked Wizard of Oz, I suppose. But actually, Sound of Music was one that done every Christmas. I was Maria in my spirit. And when I wasn't, me and Dorothy, of course, depending on the colour of my shoes.
The hills are alive.
Depending on my colour of shoes.
With the Sound of Music, which is a nice segue for the moment. Thank you very much, Niamh Kavanagh. Yes. Enough of the talking and on to the music. With so many classic Christmas tunes, we found it difficult to choose what to include on our list. And yes, we did check our list twice, see? But this one is a classic of classics. I think it's Bing's best. Well, in my opinion, it is anyway. Singing It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas, Jerry Fish and Tosheen.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the honey that will be on your own.
A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots for the wishes of Barney and Ben. Dolls that will talk and will go for a walk as the hope of Janice and Jen. A mom and dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, there's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's a sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that will keep them ringing is a carol that you sing right within your.
Two small Latin Haber, that was great. Tosheen and Jerry Fish, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. It's beginning to sound a lot like Christmas too. We're here in Studio One if you want to join in the conversation. 51551 for your texts, or our WhatsApp number is 0870 32 32 32. That song was originally recorded in 1951 and it came back into everybody's lives when it was featured in Home Alone 2, the Johnny Mathis version. A number of years ago. Okay, Sexy Tyke, now, you're anxious to talk about trifles and Christmas dinner, because that's...
I'm just dying to bring it up, guys. I need to spread the word.
So in your house in Carlow, the Christmas dinner is sacrosanct.
The Christmas dinner, I mean, it's my favourite part of the day, honestly. I mean, the gifts and spending time with family even is great, but the dinner and eating is really my speciality.
Right. And your mum, or who cooks, your dad?
My mum cooks, my dad cooks. My mum makes 3-4 different kinds of potatoes every year.
Go on, you have to name them.
Okay, well, we've got garlic potato, we've got potato croquettes, mashed potato, and roast potato.
Wow.
And
wow, that is wow, isn't it?
Yeah. There's about 500 potatoes consumed.
That's a proper Irish potato situation.
It's fabulous. It's fabulous. She's an incredible cook. So shout out to Mary. Yeah, Mary Durton, yeah. Carly.
So when you've finished all the potatoes and the turkey and the ham and everything else, it's time for dessert, sweet, whatever you say yourself. And in your house, it's the trifle. The trifle is king?
Yeah, trifle is king. For me, anyway, trifle is king. I mean, it's just such a camp little dessert, isn't it? It walks into the room or out of the fridge and it looks fantastic in the bowl, but then on the plate, it's not quite as appetizing.
Yes, it falls apart, doesn't it?
It does. It looks quite the mess. But then eating it is just delish. So it makes up for it.
Does your mom have her own trifle recipe or is it from a book?
She has her own. I mean, it's kind of by eye now. And I actually made, you guys, you're going to be so proud. I made my first trifle last week.
Thank you very much.
And very proud.
Yeah, it turned out great. I feel like I didn't even have to look up a recipe book. Right. I just kind of did it by eye. And it was great.
Now, it was a big year for you. You're in Smock Alley tomorrow night with your show Television.
Absolutely.
And a lot more in 2025. But we're going to ask you to go over to your singing position, Sexy Tig. And Sexy Tig is going to sing a song that was released 40 years ago. And despite selling millions, didn't reach the coveted Christmas number one slot until 2021. There was a brilliant documentary on this particular song on the BBC on Sunday night. If you haven't seen it, maybe go along to somebody's house who has it recorded, because of course you can't get the BBC stuff on the player here. Okay, so here it is, ladies and gentlemen, singing Last Christmas, Sexy Tig.
I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Shy, I kept my distance, but you still catch my eye. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me? Well, it's been a year, it doesn't surprise me. Happy Christmas, I wrapped it up and sent it with a note saying I love you, I meant it. Now I know what a fool I've been, but if you kissed me now, I know you'd feel me. Last Christmas I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Tired eyes, I'm hiding from you and your soul of ice. My God, I thought you were someone to rely on me. I guess I was a shoulder to cry, a face on a lover with a fire in his heart, a man undercover who tore me apart. Ooh, ooh, now I found a real love can never. Yeah.
Sexy Tig, Sexy Tig. And just to let you know at home, that was Sexy Tig's first time to perform with an orchestra. And that was great, yeah. And perfect match, just like hundreds and thousands on the top of a trifle. It was a perfect match, perfect match. Okay, we've Niamh Kavanagh and Brian Kennedy doing a lovely duet for us after a quick commercial break.
Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back to Studio 1. And today, a week before Christmas, we give you the gift of music. And now it's a two for the price of one deal. Singing a real Irish classic originally recorded and released by Clonard and Bono in 1986. Singing In a Lifetime. Let's hear it for Niamh Kavanagh and Brian Kennedy. That was beautiful. Niamh Kavanagh and Brian Kennedy, In a Lifetime. There you go, Ryan. We'll talk to Niamh later on. Well done.
Oh, my goodness me. That's like, you know, climbing Killiney Mountain, isn't it?
Right, Killiney to get to Hill, Bono that, and ask vocal, him for advice, yes. Is it? It's a lovely song, isn't it?
I adore that song. I got to sing that song many times with Clannad on tour around the place. So, yeah, I just adore it. As you say, it's a classic.
Moya usually plays the harp, so...
Yeah, that's right.
I was what's your name? Geraldine.
Hey, Geraldine, well done.
Geraldine got a chance to play the harp
today. What about this orchestra, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes. And the timpani man he flexed his muscles there on that one as well.
Oh yes,
man.
Our timpani man, and of course the pizzicato. I love that.
Yeah,
so amazing.
Thank you very much, the RTE concert orchestra. So you have mixed memories of Christmas's past.
I do, and let's not forget. Of course, it's a time of joy, and I don't want to be bringing anybody down. But there are people here listening who are dreading this time of year. You know, it's a time of loss. My own grandfather passed away on Christmas Day,
right?
Which of course was not a good time at all. And I just think of the people that my own friends right now who lost their mother, lost their close loved ones. So it's a time of dread for some people. Mm. So I just try and kind of remember those people who are not looking forward to it.
And you were saying that today is the 24th anniversary of the tragic death of Kirsty MacColl.
Can you believe that? I was very lucky to know her back in the day when I lived in London, and I have amazing memories. They're bittersweet now. We'd go around her house at Christmas Day. I would be her. She had a jukebox. I was not in drag, unfortunately. But she would put on her jukebox. She'd put on Fairy Tale of New York, and I would sing her part, and she would sing Shane's part.
Right.
And there may or may not have been drinking involved.
Yes,
that's all I can tell you. Today I cannot believe that she's been gone for 24 years. And Shane's birthday was on Christmas Day.
Yes, yes.
He was born on Christmas Day. So
because my mum is a huge fan of Shane McGowan.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So
do you know my mum actually did a version of Fairy Tale New York with Shane McGowan in our kitchen at home?
Do you have a recording of it?
I do.
Wow. Are we ever going to get to hear it?
Well, I played a bit of it last year.
Did you?
When Shane died. Yeah, it's
I must have a little drink of water.
Do.
That makes
now,
me
we,
very thirsty.
We've decided to gift Brian Kennedy a little Christmas present because he...
There's nothing little about this present.
No, well...
Right,
well
I have to say.
Yeah, well, you'll have to put it in context because I don't know. I've never written a song in my life and I've never had a song that I wrote orchestrated.
Right.
So what does that mean?
It means a huge amount. Brendan Murphy and I wrote this song together in another form. It was called Sunday Morning, right? And it's on my album and it was great and we were very happy with it. And then people kept saying to us, you should change that lyric to kind of a Christmassy vibe. So we did. We sat upon a task. Can we turn this into a Christmas song? And we were kind of joking about it and everything, but we did and it turned into Christmas Morning. And every year, it just seems to be gathering more and more steam. And people keep saying to me, it's not Christmas until Ray Darcy starts playing
Christmas morning,
right? And then people kept saying, God, it really, really is beginning to get steam. And then Ray came up with this amazing idea that Gavin would set it to orchestration. Yeah. This is an extraordinary orchestra. So ladies and gentlemen, this is the inaugural world exclusive of my song being set to music with full orchestra.
Isn't that lovely?
Would you like to hear it?
That's a lovely thing, yes. Give me that microphone and get up to the other microphone.
Okay.
Do you need another drink of water? Are you okay?
I'm okay.
You're okay. Okay. For the first time anywhere, ladies and gentlemen, singing Christmas Morning, his own song, Brian Kennedy with an orchestra.
Sleigh bells. There is nothing like a Christmas morning, children playing, church bells ringing. I'm just staring at the decorations, 'cause there's nothing like a Christmas morning. How did the year go by so fast? Just wanna make these moments last. Oh, I hear we're expecting snow, but sometimes you just never know. There is nothing like a Christmas morning, children playing and the church bells ringing. Just staring at the decorations, 'cause there's nothing like a Christmas morning. I can't wait to see your smiling face when I pick you up and take your case. And we'll go and hear the choir say, there is nothing like a Christmas morning, children playing and the church bells ring. I'm just staring at the decorations, 'cause
Cause there's nothing like a Christmas morning. Expecting snow, but sometimes you just never know. There is nothing like a Christmas morning, children playing and the church bells ringing. I'm just staring at the decorations. There is nothing like Christmas. No, there is nothing like a Christmas morning. Children playing and the church bells ringing. I'm just staring at the decorations. Cause there's nothing like a Christmas morning. Christmas morning. There is nothing like a Christmas morning. Happy Christmas.
Oh, Brian Carey, that was lovely.
Gavin,
well done,
thank
Brian.
You so much.
Well done.
Thank you, orchestra.
Arranged by Gavin Maloney, first time heard anywhere in the world. Brian, you'll be interested to hear this. I went to see Brian Kennedy in the Balmoral Hotel last weekend. Wow, still the best voice in the country, and what an advocate of hope through illness. And what an amazing performance from Niamh Kavanagh and Brian Kennedy. I always loved their voices, but together with such a beautiful song, Flawless, as Kerry from Carrickline. And happy Christmas to everyone in Studio One. The orchestra and singers sound great. Busy working from home. That's Brian in Derry. 51551 or 087-032-3232 if you want to be involved in the conversation. We're back with more beautiful Christmas music after a quick commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back to Studio One. We're in the company of the RTE Concert Orchestra and six amazing singers. We're here till 4:30. Next up, Róisín Seoighe. Hello again, Róisín. Yes. You were brought up in Connemara, were you?
Yes.
Yes, we mentioned that earlier on. Will you tell us, this is something I've never heard of before, but the tradition of the Balach Bui. Is it on Balach Bui or just the Balach?
On Balach Bui,
right, okay.
It's just salted fish. It's a tradition that we would have had in our household, so... My father, he passed away a few years ago, but he grew up off an island called Inishbarachan.
Right.
And a lot of those older traditions were brought into our house, so the Balach Bui would have been eaten on Christmas Eve.
Right. So smoked haddock or something like that. Yeah.
Well, rockfish, they
rockfish,
call it
right. So a white fish smoked, and that gave it the yellow hue. Yes, very good.
Yeah.
And your dad, when did he die?
3 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago.
Right. That's quite sad. Yeah. And did he get to see you on the late, because you were on the Late Late Toy Show, weren't you?
Yes, back in 2008.
Oh, okay, yeah, he did so see, yes.
That's a core Christmas memory, I think.
Is it? You know? How many times have you watched that performance?
To be honest, it's very hard to find it. I don't know, is it in the archive here?
It would be in the archive, yeah. What
nice
did you sing?
I was actually dancing, Shannos dancing.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, at the time. So I do both things, the singing and the dancing, Shannos. So.
The double threat.
Yes.
the singing and the dancing. I'd say he'd be very proud to see you here today, RT Concert Orchestra.
Yeah.
And you're going to sing a beautiful song for us, Silent Night, Oscailge, so yes, Ia Cúin. Well, you go over there now and get yourself ready. Róisín Seoighe. We had Róisín in during the year with Imla, and she just impressed us so much with her voice that we invited her back. We thought that this would be the perfect song for Róisín to sing. It's been done by some of the greats over the years, Enya and Sinead O'Connor, but Inish, Econo, Ia Cúin, Róisín Seoighe.
Human, I evicted.
Riúntach, the Halling. Fermagad Roisin. Fermagad Roisin Seoige, and Roisin will be back later on singing another song. Thank you very much, Fermagad Roisin. Now, Jerry Fish.
Here I am.
You sang already. We refer to as a Christmas crooner. You're a big fan of the Christmas crooners. Well, they were just the crooners, weren't they?
Yeah, I do. I love Christmas. I mean, it's the winter solstice, right? So we kind of, you know, count our blessings and share what we can. I think it's an old tradition.
And splurge, that was the tradition as well, wasn't it?
yeah, you can't help but splurging. But I it's a great time to have your family around. Yes. That's what it's all about. We all have very fast lives, so it's a lovely time to just peace.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. And Nikki is your partner in life.
Nikki is the wonder of my life. She's still putting up with me after 25 years.
Oh, yeah. Right, that deserves
I'm around the mountain for 20 of them, yeah.
Yeah, right there, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you're a big fan of Christmas, and congratulations on Dreaming of Daniel. We had you on earlier on, so 2024 was a big year for you because you finally got that together after a number of years of planning.
Yeah, I'm 5 years working on the concept of an album. It's a tribute to Daniel Johnson. And we had some lovely arrangements on it as well, string arrangements. So it's great to have an orchestra on an independent record.
Oh, brilliant. What an achievement.
Yeah. No, thank you very much.
An amazing achievement.
Well, Dreaming of Daniel, yeah. Get it now. Get it for Christmas.
Get it for Christmas. Available on vinyl, download, or whatever you do with your music, yes. Now, True Friends, lovely song of yours, which I associate with Christmas. It's one of those non-Christmassy songs. We had Ro in the other day, and she had this phrase I'd never heard before, Christmas adjacent. So these are songs that are associated with Christmas but don't mention Christmas. So
yes.
I think True Friends is one
of
those.
Well, I think it's like Brian said, you miss people, you know,
yes,
I think.
Yeah.
And I think I certainly have solace and belief in this song. It kind of, you know, that we do meet again, you know.
And you did it with the orchestra, but under very specific circumstances back.
We did. I was very privileged to be asked to kind of do True Friends with a bunch of guests. There was Imelda May. I think everybody... Daniel O'Donnell, I think, even put a line in there. So everybody sang it, and we all recorded from, a lot of musicians here recorded it from their bedrooms.
During COVID.
We put it together during COVID.
And it was part...
We really did it for the kids who were missing their friends in school.
Right.
So there's a lot of love around this song, and I'm very privileged to have the orchestra kind of play it for me, you know?
Yeah, well, off you go there, yeah. So True Friends is a song. It's over 20 years old, Jerry. I found that hard to believe. It was used in a Vodafone ad back in the day, so it's in there. It's one of those songs that's part of the fabric of music in Ireland. And for the first time live, Jerry's going to perform it with the RTE Concert Orchestra. Jerry Fish, True Friends.
Yeah.
Something you'll forget to say, don't dismay. True friends never part. Time will pass, paths will stray. There's always someone who will break your heart. There's no point being cruel. True friends never part. Trust me, my friend, there's no harm in goodbye. Give me your glass, follow your heart. Wipe that tear from your eye. Time makes amends, don't be afraid. You'll not let love pass you by. Remember this. Never part. Day will break, stars will fall. There's always something you forget to say. Don't be sweet.
never part.
We'll meet again. Trust me, my friend, there's no harm in goodbye. Give me your glass, follow your heart. Wipe that tear from your eye. Time makes amends, don't be afraid. You'll not let love pass you by. Remember this, true friends never part.
And True Friends, RT Concert Orchestra, led by Mia Cooper, and today conducted by Gavin Maloney. That was lovely, Jerry.
Gorgeous.
Thank you. Thank
Gorgeous.
You. Yes. And the texts are coming in 51551, or you can WhatsApp us at 0870 32 32 32. Róisín Seoiga. Mighty Róisín. Gohuntuk. H in Cholí. There you go. Absolutely beautiful. Now, I don't know if this is attached. All the best. We are Roisin's American cousins in California. Tuned in to RT Studio 1 for this fantastic broadcast. Well done, says the missus. So I don't know who that is. It might make sense to you. And somebody else says, it's very relaxing listening to all the different singing voices backed by a full orchestra. I would love to be able to sing, but I sound like a goose honking in the fog compared to your guests. There you go. Brian Kennedy has the most sublime voice. Never mind Andrea Bocelli. Brian is the most wonderful singer, the VO. That's from the video.
Would you tell my friends to stop texting?
Yes, yeah, so there you go.
Good to say.
They might have been prompted. No, I'm joking. Niamh Kavanagh, good to see you, and thanks for coming back.
It's nice to be seen, and yeah, to be fair, any call from the orchestra, I'm straight in. Nothing to say. Well, I'm obviously you, Ray, but you know, the truth is, the orchestra, that's my holy grail there.
Yeah, what is the magic of singing with the orchestra?
There's something that just uplifts you every little moment, everything. And because I'm the type of singer who listens to every musician on the stage, it's like having a sensory overload. It's the most beautiful thing to be in. So for me as a singer, it just lifts me to another space, which I really love. You know, and they're all close personal friends, whether they like it or not.
And your mum and dad are in the audience.
My mum and dad are in the audience. It's amazing. They're fantastic. My mum is wearing the same colour as me, which is good. We had the same memo. We're in the green jackets. And so Tom and Betty, they're...
Were they at the Eurovision back in the day?
What's that?
Were they at Mill Street back in the
day? They were in Mill Street. They weren't in, you know, it was a very fabulous thing. Our entire family kind of moved in almost down the road and they were part of the whole thing. Mill Street's very special, as we know. It's 31 years ago, but you know, the thing is, it still affects us, and I'm very joyful they're here today.
Of course, Brian represented us in the Eurovision.
He did.
Yes.
2006.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
And there are three possibilities there. Sexy Tide, Roisin, Seoiga, and Tashin. Well, Jerry could do it as well. Would
We've
you be
been
interested?
Having the chat.
We could all do it.
You could all do it, Jess.
Yeah. I feel there's a band here.
Yeah, a supergroup, an Irish supergroup. Yeah, yeah. So Christmas traditions in your household, and your parents will attest to this.
Yes.
The pajama photo tradition.
The pajama photo. You came down in your pajamas and you were photographed every morning, every Christmas morning. There's a variety of lovely photographs. And I was way ahead of my time. I had one of those kind of onesies. You know, the kind of fleecy onesies, no feet in them now, to be honest, not that. But I was dedicated to them till well into my late 20s.
So there are pictures of you in your late 20s.
Tragically
in a onesie.
True. Nobody needs to see that.
Is there a website?
Yeah, no.
I'm sure there is.
No, there will be by the time I go home, I'd say.
Yeah. Now, Sexy Tig, big fan of the trifle. Niamh Kavanagh, a big fan of the ham.
The ham.
The ham. Yes.
And you know, I love the hang, as they say. But the main thing I look forward to is the ham sandwich of an evening. I love the ham. And because I cook the dinner now, obviously I would have been involved cooking the dinner. My mother taught me everything I know. Isn't that right, mother? Say yes. Yeah. And then, so basically, the ham was a big part of it. And I've always loved the ham more than the turkey. I don't know.
Let's go down the line. I'm interested of the big event, not the sweet or the dessert.
Sure.
So, Brian, it's ham for Niamh.
Turkey.
Turkey. Right. Yeah, right.
Is the question ham or turkey?
No, it's everything on the plate.
Oh,
Brussels sprouts.
Oh, I love Brussels sprouts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, good news for you this week, that last year,
The average width of a Brussels sprout was 24 millimetres. This year, because of the weather
25%.
Conditions, 30 millimetres.
Oh, yeah,
there you go.
God.
You're going to get more bang for your Brussels sprout.
That's good news in my house.
Sexy time.
I love stuffing, actually, as well.
Right. Yes.
Stuffing
is
a real standout for me.
Yeah, and your mum, we know already.
Please turn my mic off.
Yeah.
I mean, if you know what's good for you, turn it off.
I know him of old, so yes, probably best to take that advice. Roisin?
I'd say definitely the potatoes. Like, the potatoes is a brilliant pair. And the stuffing.
Sexy
like Tig,
four types. How many types
in
your
house? I need to figure that out, the four types.
Four types, Tosheen?
I would have said stuffing, but my new favourite thing is, like, honey parsnip.
Oh, yeah, look at you.
Yeah.
And then a bit of carrot as well.
Yes.
Very posh, that.
Yeah, just you drizzle them with honey just before they finish cooking.
Yeah.
Nice. Jerry Fish?
Well, mine's Dickensian. It'd be chestnuts.
Chestnuts. Because that was my... Has anybody ever had chestnuts roasted?
Well, yeah, I mean, I grew up in South London. There were always these little barrels of chestnuts, and you bought a bag of them to keep your hands warm as well.
Right.
So, yeah, chestnuts roasting on an open fire. That's
well, you get the most unusual one award. 51551 would love if you could dedicate Niamh Kavanagh's song to our mother, Barbara Barnes, who celebrated her 93rd birthday this month, and to her dad, John Barnes, passed away 28 years ago. They both saw Niamh win the Eurovision in Mill Street all those years ago. So there you go. That's a nice memory. Roisin is the highlight so far. This is brilliant. It's not a competition.
We'll take her out the back later.
can't get out of the lorry and work to go home because of the show. Beautiful music, especially that girl singing Silent Night, says David and Turles. And thank you so very much for such a beautiful, beautiful show today. Love to you all and your wonderful orchestra and guests. So thank you. 51551 or 0870 32 32 32. Now, after Nocht, we're coming to you, Niamh Kavanagh, to sing on your own. And we had the author of Wicked, Gregory Maguire, on recently. He's written the book on which the musical and now the movie is based.
Yes.
And he told us that in his family, because of some weird copyright thing that happened in America, their Christmas movie was The Wizard of Oz. All the sort of terrestrial televisions or public broadcasting could show it every year. Lovely. He went on to put on plays in the back garden when he was a young lad and then wrote the book. So that's Wicked is based on
Did
that book.
Did he say what character he played?
Did he say which character he played? I can't remember.
Okay.
I can't remember.
Maybe he switched it up.
Yeah. So, have you seen Wicked?
I have seen Wicked, the musical. I haven't seen the movie yet.
Yes.
I know it's on my to-do list.
Worth seeing.
Yes.
So we're going back to the original Wizard of Oz then with you. What are your memories of that?
Well, my original memories was wanting to be Dorothy in so many ways. I'm not saying the leaving home bit, obviously, because my parents are here. Yeah. But basically, you know, the whole thing of just being Dorothy, wishing for something beyond something and to live in such a technicolor world. It was magnificent to watch. Still is. And brilliant songs. Judy Garland, what a singer. My goodness. Like, just amazing.
Yeah. And you've chosen then...
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
You'll have to wait a while till after Nocht, because Niamh will be singing that for us. And we've a beautiful duet with Tosheen and Roisin as well after. And Tosheen is going to sing us one of those Ronettes classics as well. And we'll have the big Camogie at the end, and we won't tell you what it is now. But right now we have to take a quick commercial break, then Nocht, and back with Niamh after that. Yay! Hey, yes! We're back in Studio One. We're giving you the gift of music today. It's a week to Christmas, and we're in the company of the RTÉ Concert Orchestra, conducted by Gavin Maloney, led by Mia Cooper. Yes. One song, says Kinnera, I think it's Kinnera from George in the USA, one song from the performers in the RTÉ Concert Orchestra is worth every penny of the license fee. In my humble opinion, I'd love if the diaspora like myself could make a voluntary contribution, and I think millions of us would do it in the morning. Gurumila Mahagut. Well, they have the N board on television. We don't have it on radio, but this, what you're listening to today, is paid for by the license fee. And the place we're in is Studio One. It's unique in the country, a room that's built to record and do live sessions with an orchestra. And of course, the orchestra is paid for by your license fee as well. So without the license fee, we couldn't do it, but it's important that the license fee continues, and it's important that Studio One stays open. It's important that RTÉ have an orchestra. All of those things are hugely important. Yes. Yes. we are a country who love our culture, so we have to make sure that we keep it there and keep funding it. I am absolutely loving this afternoon of beautiful music and singing. I'm doing a bit of cleaning at home and the work seems lighter as I'm transported to a different place in body and mind, says Patricia. Thanks for that, Patricia. So dedicated to Barbara Barnes, who celebrates her 93rd birthday this month, from The Wizard of Oz, it is Niamh Kavanagh singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away across the chimney tops. That's where
Kavanagh. Thank you so much, Niamh. Thank you. That was lovely. Really lovely. Now, I've moved up into the audience here in Studio One. You're looking very festive. Well, some of you are anyway. Thanks for coming in today. And just before we talk to Cormac beside me here, just a few more texts to 51551. Auron Kjol Untuk. Well done, everyone. Iakun Driaktul, which means magical. And somebody else says, I love this, it's real Irish. I used to love Jerry Ryan back in the day with his pre-Christmas radio show, especially the turkey song. So I have to say, fair play to you, Darcy. Great show. I'll sort of take that. I was part of the original Other Voices crew, says Laura. when the fabulous Jerry Fish presented the show, hearing him sing True Friends always reminds me of that magical time in Dingle. Just before Christmas, we all had an amazing time. And for Sexy Tig, definition of an Irish mixed grill: mashed potatoes, roast potatoes, chipped potatoes, garlic potatoes. There you go. Right, Cormac and Karen are here beside me. How are you doing, Cormac?
Good, how are you?
How, let Karen say hello as well.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Home for Christmas.
Home for Christmas.
When did you get home?
We got in on Friday.
All right, from where?
From San Francisco for me and...
Charlotte.
Charlotte for Karen.
Where's Charlotte?
It's in North Carolina.
Uh-huh. How did you two meet, Karen?
Oh, me?
Yeah, how did you meet?
Well, he just saw me across the room and just couldn't be without me, so that's all right. We were introduced for work, and as things happen, it moved from there. Yeah.
And Cormac, you work in AI. This is fascinating what you do.
I do, yeah. I got a new job recently. It's for a brain-computer interface company.
Brain-computer interface company, yes.
And what they're doing is for people who suffer from severe paralysis, who can't speak or who can't move, they'll plant a small, tiny brain implant on their brain.
Yeah.
It'll sit on the cortex of the brain, and they'll be able to communicate through, you know, computer, through text or through email by simply thinking what it is they want to say. And it can be done in real time.
So they think the words.
So, if I had a stroke and I couldn't speak, and you asked me a question like you're doing now, I would just basically think the answer, and my phone would text you straight away.
Wow. That's fascinating stuff, isn't it? Really fascinating.
It's incredible, yeah.
So say the three words together again that you said.
Brain-computer interface.
Brain-computer interface. Watch out for that, yeah. Now, your mum isn't alive. She died when?
Mam died in 2015, so about 9 years ago.
And you have this lovely memory, this lovely Christmas memory of you and your mum, the last Christmas she was alive.
It wasn't the last Christmas.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, but it's the most vivid memory. And I get home for Christmas being away. You know, it's one of the few times I get home. And I came down the stairs and she was in the kitchen and it was the big snow. I think it was 2010 or whatever year that was, the last snowfall. And she had the lights off and in the back garden, the snow was just all on the ground and the snow was falling down. And there was a street light behind, from the street behind, illuminating the garden, and it was the most picturesque scene and kind of thing you'd see your mother or father or somebody do and you'd take for granted. But I stood there with her and I watched, and we probably stood there for about 10 minutes without saying a word, just watching the snow. And the few times I looked over at her, she had the biggest smile on her face, and she was able to appreciate things like that.
And lovely memory.
Probably a small thing for most people, but I didn't realize how big it would be for me. And, you know...
Not lovely Christmas memory.
It's like it happened yesterday.
Yeah.
It's the most vivid memory I have, and a recent Christmas memory.
And your mum never met Karen?
She never met Karen, unfortunately. She would have loved her. They were both nurses.
Oh, yeah. Right,
yeah,
right.
They would have got on like a house on fire, I would say.
And 2025, big year for the 2E?
Yeah, big year. Going to move across country. I've been in San Francisco for probably 30 years. Yeah. So I'm going to move to Charlotte.
Oh, are you right?
Yeah.
Now, if this was the Jerry Ryan show, he would insist that you propose to Karen here on Live on the Air, but I'm not going to do that because things have moved on. Things have moved on.
I'd be lying if I said maybe someone on your crew maybe instigated that.
No, I'm not going to force it. That wouldn't be fair. But seeing as you're moving into a new place, we have a 250 voucher, euro voucher for Meadows and Burn.
So amazing.
Collect some stuff to bring it back to Charlotte. And if between now and 4:30, you've anything you want to do, let us know. Right. For the moment, Cormac and Karen, give Cormac and Karen a round of applause. Right. Joanne, hold on to that there. I'm going to move down just one seat here to Joanne. How are you doing, Joanne?
Good, Ray. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. A big year in your house celebration. What was celebrated?
It was. So my parents were married 65 years this summer, which is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Imelda and Jim Welch in Waterford. So, and also just a few days after the anniversary, my mum turned 90.
Right.
So we thought, well, what does a woman of 90 need? She's got everything. It's her. All she needs is her family around her.
Yeah.
So I sort of said, you don't fancy going to New York by any chance, do you, mum? Because her son, my brother Brendan, lives in New York and has been there for a while. So needless to mention, they jumped at the chance. So off we set to New York for the 90th, which was unbelievable.
And did you tell the Aer Lingus, was it?
Well, now, yes. I have to say Aer Lingus looked after us very well, right. Ray.
Upgraded, I hope.
Well, now, you know yourself.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, will you say hello to him there? Just say hello to him. Go on.
I will. Hello to Jim and Imelda Welch, listening in Waterford.
Okay, now, the reason I asked you to do that specifically is that the last time you did that was from where?
The last time I did that was in Sydney, Australia, yes. In 1992.
Okay, give us the context.
Okay, so I was backpacking around Australia. I was in my 20s, no money. There was no internet, no mobile phones, right. No Zoom. So the only way to communicate home was a letter. So I heard the Gay Byrne show were going to broadcast from an Irish pub in Sydney, Australia. Yeah. So I said, this is my chance. Mum will hear my voice. I can wish everyone a happy Christmas. It'll be a great surprise. So I went down to the Irish pub. Joe Duffy was there. And I tried to get in, but it was closed to the Irish Society and wasn't allowed in. I was raging, of course. Yeah. So I said, what am I going to do? This is my big chance. So waited for the guy to go on his break. They shift changed the security. I went up and I said, listen, I was in already. I just need to pop up and get my jacket. Oh, go on ahead, he said. Right. So up I went and there they all were. So I was at the end of the line. They were all like middle-aged Irish Society people. There was me, 23 years of age. And Joe put the mic to... to me
and you
and
said hello to your parents back at home.
From Australia,
there you go.
And
that's lovely.
Was
yes.
At home, yeah.
That's a lovely memory.
Is.
Now, I tell you what, I don't know if you're going to use it or your mum and dad are going to use it, but I think they should, seeing that they're celebrating their 65th wedding anniversary this year. We have a lovely overnight stay and dinner in the K Club.
Oh, for really?
So there.
Fabulous.
Give it a round of applause, Joanne.
Thank you so much.
Now, Tosheen is back down there and ready to go. And with the RT Concert Orchestra, she's going to sing us Baby, Please Come Home. Great. Did you enjoy that?
A bit too much, maybe.
yeah. That's a great version of a great song, yeah.
So you're
living in Germany, originally from Nigeria, and you have roots in Dundalk. Is that it?
Yeah, I was raised in Dundalk.
Truly international, you were.
Yes, I know, superstar.
It's international superstar, Tosheen. So what about Christmas traditions then? How do they differ?
Well, in our home in the UK, which is where my family live, another place to end, it's very Nigerian. Every year, my mum would cook like rice and chicken, and it's great and it's nice. But I was like, this year, Mom, I want an Irish dinner. And she was like, well, if you want an Irish dinner, you have to cook it yourself. And I said, okay. So I'm going to have to cook Christmas dinner for the first time. Nice.
Exciting.
Exciting, but finally.
Yes.
It's only took like 24 years.
Yeah.
Do you know, just Nigeria.
And will you have the turkey and the ham and the roast potatoes and the croquette potatoes and the mashed potatoes and the gratin potatoes? And
that's too far.
No.
I'll just do the turkey and the trimmings.
Right.
And then maybe two types of potatoes, sorry, Tig.
Now, you know what everybody says, you know, turkey is just a big chicken. My argument is then, why don't you just do a big chicken? See, so don't you know, think about that, Now, a big year, 2024 was a big year for you.
It was massive, I'm wrecked.
Yeah.
I'm actually tired. Everyone's like, oh, Christmas season is here, what are you looking forward to? To sleep. To sleep and eat and eat and sleep. That's my schedule.
So you met two of your heroes. Musical heroes, yeah.
Janis Ian and then I can't even say it, but Gregory Porter. Like, that was iconic. I never thought. Like, I remember last year I was saying to my agent, we saw Gregory was coming, and I said to my agent, I want to open for Gregory Porter. And he was like, okay. And then he just made it happen and I got to open for him.
But you manifested.
I did. I didn't manifest. I don't like that word manifest.
No, I don't either.
I prayed.
You prayed.
And God listened. He goes, my child, there you go. And
yeah,
I got it.
Gregory Porter, support. Well done.
Yeah, there you go. It was amazing.
Oh, what's he like? I'm a huge fan.
He's honestly, like, how do I, like, he's just a giant teddy bear. He's so sweet, genuinely. I got to meet him on the last night of the shows, and he was just so lovely, and he was so sincere. And, like, he actually asked me for a picture. And I was like, Gregory, come on. But then I did it.
There you go. He has it framed up over his,
he probably does.
Yeah, over his mantelpiece, right? You're going to stay with us because you're going to do a duet with Róisín Sioíga. Yeah. But for the moment, Tosin, thank you very much. We'll take a quick commercial break from Studio One.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Going well so far. Hilary has been on from Cork. I'm sitting in the car in the car park in Ballyvillane Shopping Centre. Can't get out until Niamh has finished. Beautiful and uplifting, says Hilary in Cork. There you go.
Thank you.
I'm enjoying rocking around the floor with my one-month-old baby, Kitty, to beautiful music, magical feeling. Thanks a million. Well, there's a special memory there. The biggest compliment I can pay to Niamh is that she sings so good, or as good, as Judy ever did. A lovely rendition over the rainbow. There you go. Cormac in Philadelphia is enjoying the show over there. Great singers and world-class orchestra, RTE Concert Orchestra. There you go. Take a bow. Lovely show today, keeping me company on my drive from Sligo to Derry. Hi to Anne and John Sloan listening in Bettystown. That's from Niamh. And enjoying the concert today. Such a lovely surprise. I happened on it randomly when I switched on Radio 1 and heard the Brian Kennedy song Christmas Morning. Always crazy about that song. I would like to wish my sister Alison Cork a speedy recovery from a bad cold. That's Mary Keller in Drimna in Dublin 12. Now, the inspiration for the next song is a book. It's a book called Orbital by Samantha Harvey, and it won the Booker Prize this year, and people who listen to the show regularly would have been bored by me recommending it. It's a sort of a love letter to planet Earth. It's about six astronauts on a space station, and they're orbiting the Earth, and I don't know if you knew this, but when you do that, you orbit the Earth 16 times a day, right? So they see 16 sunrises and 16 sunsets. And at the start of their voyage, in the book Orbital by Samantha Harvey, they look down on the Earth and it's a novelty. So they're going, oh, look at my house, that's my town, that's my city. But over time, they start seeing the world as a planet. So no coloured countries, no borders, not like a globe in a bedroom. So I'm going to read a little excerpt from the book as they're looking out the window. The spindle of Central America, which drops away beneath them now to bring into view the Bahamas and Florida, and the arc of smoking volcanoes on the Caribbean plate. It's Uzbekistan in an expanse of ochre and brown, the snowy mountainous beauty of Kyrgyzstan, the clean and brilliant Indian Ocean of blues untold, the apricot desert of Taklamakan, traced about with the faint confluencing and parting lines of creek beds. So then come discrepancies and gaps. They were warned in their training about the problem of dissonance,
they were warned about what would happen with repeated exposure to this seamless earth. You will see, they were told, its fullness, its absence of borders except those between land and sea. You'll see no countries, just a rolling, indivisible globe, which knows no possibility of separation, let alone war, and you'll feel yourself pulled in two directions at once. Exhilaration, anxiety, rapture, depression, tenderness, anger, hope, and despair. Because, of course, you know that war abounds and that borders are something that people will kill and die for. While up here, there might be the small and distant rooking of land that tells of a mountain range, and there might be a vein that suggests a great river. But that's where it ends. There's no wall or barrier, no tribes, no war or corruption, no particular cause for fear. Imagine that. Roisin Sheoghaigh and Tosin, all we have to do before we sing you out is to thank Mary Sexton, Mary Adams, Andrew Smith, Conor Byrne, Gavin Maloney, who conducted today. Thanks very much, Gavin. Mia Cooper, who led today. Jack Nugent and Gavin O'Sullivan, Angela Rowan, Francis Wilde, and everyone in the RTE Concert Orchestra. Thank you so much. Gramila Mila Mogad. On sound, Kieran Cullen, Gareth Duffy, Frankie Pollard, and James in Studio 6. And to the team, to Aby, Amy, Grace, Neil, Louise, and of course, the person in charge, our Niamh Hassel, who celebrates her birthday tomorrow. Thank you and happy birthday. Thanks to our audience here and you for listening. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, when you're ready.
the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never met poor Rudolph joining any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, which you're no so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeer loved him as he shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Happy Christmas, everybody!
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.